AK. LA. AKE.
You know that feeling where no matter what you do or where you go, you just don't fit in? Don't know the word for that. Alienation, estrangement, incompatibility? Nah, those ain't right. But there's gotta be a word for it. Cause it's how I feel all the time. My name's Akilah Anderson, and I'm 11 years old. And this all starts at Crenshaw Middle School in South Los Angeles.
You're all into seventh grade now, and I know you can do better than this. So when I give you a list of words, study them. Akilah, how long did you study for this spelling test?
I didn't.
See me after class. Okay, you two need to turn around. Enough. You know, you could be one of my very best students. But you don't turn in half your homework. Sometimes you don't even show up for class. What's going on?
No, Mom.
Have you heard of next week's spelling bee?
No.
Well, I think you should sign up for it.
Does he really think I'm gonna be walking around with somebody in little shorts like that? He crazy. Oh, is Devin coming back today?
Yeah, got a 2-week leave.
Your brother's fine. I got it all figured out. Look, he gonna be the pilot on a big commercial jet, and I'm gonna be the flight attendant. Hey!
You guys change, old man, girl.
I ain't got me gonna change myself. Damn, Derek, he's new ready. Hey! He's been trying to get Terrence in trouble. Girl, your bro can get his own self in trouble. So what Miss Cross want?
Nothing. Just talking about some stupid-ass spelling bee.
You gonna do it? Or you'll probably be good.
And get up in front of everybody? I'd probably be in my pants. So, tell me about the boy in your class with the itty-bitty shorts. I think it's cute. Day by day.
I'm about to get a high score. 1 minute.
I don't care. Mama says go eat.
Oh, yeah. I've been dreaming about your cooking for the past 5 months. Here, let me take that.
At least I got one baby. Appreciate what I do around here.
We all appreciate you. Hey, give me some sugar.
Where is Terrence?
I don't know. Maybe still at practice.
Practice was over an hour ago. I knew one thing. He better not be hanging out with no Derek T.
Derek T? That fool's still alive?
Not after you get done with him.
That's right. Hey, you.
So, how many plays have you shot down so far?
So far, zero. But you don't do too much shooting sitting behind a computer screen in Nevada.
Ooh, good. You stay on the ground. Let them white boys go up there. You stay down here where you belong.
Mama, I'm gonna have my wings and my college degree before you know it. Unless, of course, this one beats me to it.
Not skipping class with Georgia Kavanaugh, she won't.
Skipping class?
Only PE.
You better not be skipping no class.
Keela, go turn off the television.
Hey, flip over to ESPN real quick. Let me check out that leg score. All right?
No more glue traps, and no more throwing your money away. The scientific design of the button.
If you spell the next word correctly, you will be the champion.
What's this?
Keela, turn off the TV now.
Brunius.
B R U N N E O U S. Brunius.
Congratulations, you are the Scripps National Spelling Bee champion.
Keela needs to listen.
Turn it off now.
Runius. Runius. Dark brown, used chiefly scientifically. Well, why can't they just say brown? Daddy, have you ever heard of this word? Yeah. Probably did. Cauterize, C-A-U-T-E-R-I-Z-E, fortification, F-O-R-T-I-F-I-C-A-T-I-O-N, correspond, C-O-R-R-E-S-P.
Take care of our English homework. Everybody say you a brainiac.
I ain't no brainiac.
Like hell you ain't. Always got them A's down, yep. Right? Yeah.
She's scared. Look at her. Don't run away from me.
I cannot thank you enough for coming down here today, Josh. I've got the district breathing down my back. The test scores have gone down again this year.
As I said earlier, I appreciate your dilemma, Bob, but I really don't understand what it is I have to offer you.
No, no, all I want you to do is look at these kids and tell me if you think my idea is crazy. I think some of them have a lot of potential.
Girls! Why aren't you in class?
She held us up!
Akila! Are you signed up for the spelling bee today?
No.
I want you to come to my office, please. So, Ms. Cross tells me you've never missed a word on your spelling tests. But your attendance record leaves a little to be desired. You're 11. Did you skip a grade?
The second.
Akila, have you ever heard of the Scripps National Spelling Bee?
I think it was on TV last week.
Yes. Yes, they show it on ESPN every year. Middle school students from all over the country compete in school, district, and regional spelling bees, trying to make it to the National Spelling Bee in Washington, D.C. Next year, I want one of our students there. So whoever wins the school bee today gets to represent Crenshaw at the district bee next month.
Why would anybody want to represent a school that can't even put doors on the toilet stalls?
Akila, if we can't show our students can perform, we're not going to have money for books, let alone bathroom doors. Now, I want you to do the bee today, all right?
So everybody can call me a freak and a brainiac? Nah, I ain't down for no spelling bee.
Well, maybe you'd be down for spending the rest of the semester in detention for all your absences.
I'd like to welcome you all to Crenshaw's first school-wide spelling bee. We have some very special students competing today, so let's give them all a round of applause.
Whoa!
Okay, we drew numbers to see who'd go first, and that's Chucky Johnson from the eighth grade.
Hey, 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 Chucky, baby!
Mr. Welch, I have a question about the basketball nets.
Chucky, you need to pay attention. Now, we're going to start things off with gravel.
Gravel? Like little rocks?
No, gravel, like get down on your knees and gravel.
Get down on my knees? What?
Just spell the word.
G-R-A-V-L.
No, Chucky, you spelled gravel. I meant grovel, G-R-O-V-E-L. You weren't listening. Sorry, Chucky.
Who cares?
Okay, next up, Akila Anderson.
Woo! Whoa. Oh, you go, girl!
Akila, your word is doubt. Doubt.
D-O-U-B-T.
I'm sorry, Akila. You have to speak up.
D-O-U-B-T.
Very good. Next, Calvin Baker.
P-L-A-S-I-D.
Placid.
I'm sorry, it's PLACID. Okay, Akilah, if you get this word, you'll be the winner. Fanciful.
F-A-N-C-I-F-U-L.
Whoa. That is correct, and you have won Crenshaw's inaugural spelling bee.
Excuse me. Spell prestidigitation.
I'm sorry, sir, but this girl is only 11 and she has already won. Mr. Welch, what is this?
Prestidigitation. Can you spell it?
P-R-E-S-T-I-D-I-G-I-T-A-T-I-O-N. Prestidigitation.
That's correct.
Woo!
Ambidextrous.
A-M-B-I-D-E-X-T-R-O-U-S.
Pterodactyl.
P-T-E-R-O-D-A-C-T-Y-F.
Pulchritude.
P-U-L-C. R-I-T-U-D-E. Pulchritude?
That's incorrect. It's from the Latin root pulcher, and there's an H after the C.
See? She ain't so smart.
Akilah, wait, where are you going? You did great. You were spelling words I don't know how to spell.
Mr. Welch, I told you I did not want to do this. They're laughing at me.
They laugh because you intimidate them. But if you'd stood your ground, you might have earned their respect. Bob, the girl has potential, but she needs to be coached.
Do you know who that was? That was Dr. Joshua Larrabee. He used to chair the English department at UCLA. He and I went to college together, but get this. When he was a kid, he went all the way to the National Spelling Bee, and he thinks you have a chance of going there yourself.
I'm sorry, but I ain't doing no more spelling bees.
Akilah.
Girl, you kicked some major booty on that stage today.
But I couldn't spell poker too.
But you knocked all them other words right back at that dude.
They were just trick words. Everybody knows pterodactyl starts with a B.
Girl, if I could spell like you, I know I could be a flight attendant.
Keely, hey, wake up. Hey.
Devin, you leaving?
Yeah, gotta get back to the base. Hey, your principal called Mama. Said you did real good in the spelling bee last week.
I messed up a word.
Yeah, well, he said you got a lot of them right. He also said you got an opportunity to go to an even bigger contest next week.
I don't want to do it.
Why not?
Everybody's going to be looking at me, and there's going to be tons of words I don't know.
So you're scared, huh? Come on, how you think I felt the first time I had to jump out of an airplane? I mean, my whole body said don't do it. And sometimes your brain got to be smarter than your body, you know?
But I don't like my school. Don't see why I got to do anything for him.
Then do it for Dad. I mean, you know how he was about words. He'd have loved to see you do something like this.
What Mama say about it?
Well, you know how Mama is. She got a million things to worry about. Tell you what, just do this contest. And if you make it all the way to D.C., I will parachute down to see you. Would you like that?
That is a wonderful decision, Akilah, a wonderful decision.
You think maybe the school could buy me a new outfit, you know, for the district bee?
I don't know, maybe. If you make it to the state regional, maybe something could be arranged. But you're going to have to finish in the top 10 at the district level first. And Akilah, you're going to be going up against kids from Santa Monica, Woodland Hills, Beverly Hills. Some of these kids have been doing this for years and never even made it to D.C.
Well, maybe I should just give up now.
No. I'm just saying you need to train hard with Dr. Larrabee.
What? I don't need any help from him. I could do this on my own.
Akilah, the best spellers in the world have coaches. And I finally got him to consider taking some time during his sabbatical to work with you. Please, just talk with him. Here. He doesn't live far from here.
He lives in this neighborhood? I thought you said he was important.
And take this. It's a copy of last year's spelling bee.
Saxiform.
May I have the definition, please?
Resembling a pouch.
May I have the language of origin, please?
Latin.
Latin?
S-A-C-I-F-O-R.
I thought this was supposed to be English.
I-F-O-R.
Skip tell it. Can I have a definition?
Longicollis.
Jinglomus.
Empennage.
Suchong.
Intussusception.
It was that.
Are there any alternate pronunciations?
Where you been?
I don't see any.
Mama's worried.
Mama, she's just chill, all right?
Intussusception.
What you looking at?
Spelling bee.
T-E-S.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. You going up against a bunch of rich white kids.
C-E-P-T-I-O-N.
They gonna tear your black ass up.
Intussusception is I-N-T-U-S-S-U-S-C-E-P-T-I-O-N.
You're late.
You didn't answer the door.
That's because you're late. Come in. Come. So, you want to learn how to spell?
I know how to spell.
Spell staphylococci.
S-T-A-F.
There is no F. It's derived from the Greek, so there can't be an F. Staphylococci, S-T-A-P-H-Y-L-O-C-O-C-C-I. Winning word, National Spelling Bee, 1987. The first thing most serious spellers do is learn all of the winning words and their origins.
Well, maybe I ain't that serious.
Maybe neither am I.
So why you home during the day? Ain't you got a job?
Do me a favor. Leave the ghetto talk outside, all right?
Ghetto talk? I don't talk ghetto.
Ain't you got no job? You use that language to fit in with your friends. Here, you will speak properly or you won't speak at all. Understood?
Yeah. Whatever.
You can leave now.
Excuse me?
I said you can leave.
How come?
Because I don't have time to waste on insolent little girls.
Insolent? I ain't insolent. I mean, I'm not insolent. It's just the first thing you do is start dogging them, criticizing the way I speak. I thought this was just about spelling words. Well, then fine. You know what? When I put my mind to it, I can memorize anything, and I don't need help from a dictatorial, truculent, supercilious gardener. I'm sorry to be so insolent.
Lithomatotic, L-Y-E, laboratory, L-A-B-O-R, preglacial.
Russell,
I-R-R,
Erythroplasma, E-R-Y-N-H. Hey, baby, what are you still doing up?
Gotta learn more words. You gonna come see me in a district bee this Saturday?
What, is that at your school?
Nah, Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills? Look,
You got other homework. You need to focus on that. I don't want you spending all your time on this game.
It ain't a game. Are you going to come see me in it?
You know I work at the hospital on Saturday. Maybe Kiana can go with you.
As long as she don't bring that whining baby.
Come on, girls, let's go. We're going to be late.
Hit a spell.
Hey, go get your number. We'll be sitting back here.
Good luck, Keely.
I think you're the first speller we've ever had from Crenshaw Middle School.
How many kids are in this thing?
139. Next.
Need some help? Don't worry, I won't impale you. This your first time?
Yeah. You?
Second year. I made it to Nationals last year. Finished 13th. Lucky 13.
You went all the way to D.C.?
Three of us made it from my school in Woodland Hills. See that kid right there? That's Dylan Chu. He's coming second place in the Nationals for 2 years in a row. This is his last year and nobody thinks he's gonna win. Frankly, I'd like to shove him off the precipice. Hey, my name's Javier.
I'm Akila.
Hope you make the top 10.
I hope I'm not the first one out.
Will all the spellers take their positions on the stage, please?
Now remember, if you don't know how to spell a word, spell it the way it sounds. Kids mess up all the time when they think they're being thrown curveballs, and they're not. Good luck.
Good luck to you, too.
Thank you.
E-M-B-R-I-C-A-T-I-O-N. Embarkation. Recess.
Recess? May I have a definition, please?
A brownish yellow monkey of India.
Recess. R-H-E-S-U-S. Recess.
That's correct. Number 54.
Eminent.
Did you hear the word?
I'm not sure if you're saying imminent or eminent.
Would you like a definition?
That'd be cool.
Eminent. Rising above other things or places. High, lofty. Eminent.
E-M-I-N-E-N-T. Eminent?
That's correct. That's correct.
Hypertrophic.
H-Y-P-E-R-T-R-O-P-H-I-C. Hypertrophic.
That's correct. That's correct.
Concierge.
Is that like a guy who stands around in a hotel?
Speak into the mic, please.
And yes, it's a head porter or doorkeeper.
C-O-N-C-I-E-R-G-E.
That's correct.
You're doing great.
I'm getting lucky. I could be getting words like...
Polydactyly.
We're down to 11 spellers. The top 10 qualify for the Southern California Regional Finals. In the next round... If you miss a word, do not leave the stage. As you may have an opportunity to compete for any remaining places.
Kiana, get that baby out of here!
So... Let's begin.
L-L-O-G-I-Z-E, syllogize?
That's correct.
Synecdoche.
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 You want to tell me what that means?
A figure of speech in which a part is used for a whole, an individual for a class, a material for a thing, or the reverse of any of these.
We need you to spell the word.
S. I. N. E. C. D. O. K. E. Y. Synecdoche?
The correct spelling is S-Y-N-E-C-D-O-C-H-E.
If you spell this correctly, you'll be our 10th and last finalist.
Carmagnol.
Could I get a definition, please?
A lively song and street dance.
C-A-R-M-A... G-N-O-L-E. Carmagnol.
That's correct. And that means you are our 10th and last finalist for the District B.
They cheated! They cheated! I saw them! That boy's mama helped him out.
But, excuse me. Who are you?
I'm Keely's sister. I was standing right back there and I saw that boy's mama give him the letter G. She was saying G.
He knew the word. I mean, it's one we studied. He knew it.
Ma'am, did you help your child spell the word? Ma'am, this is serious business.
Oh, you're damn right it's serious. You know, you are going to give these kids ulcers. Do you know how long he has studied for this? He knew that word.
No, I didn't.
I'm sorry, number 62, you are disqualified from competition. Which means, number 54, if you can spell one more word correctly, you'll be our 10th and last finalist.
Pastiche.
P-A-S-T-I-C-H-E. pastiche.
That's correct. That means you qualify for the Southern California Regional Final.
Here's my number. We have a spelling club in my school. Maybe you should come practice with us sometime.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, it's cool. Hey, there's my folks. I'll catch you later.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, check it out. Look at this. I'm going to be at USC this year.
Just think, Akilah, all you've got to do is place in the top three of the state regionals, and you're going to Washington, D.C.
Not if I can't spell Synecdoche.
Uh-oh, y'all, look. As long as you live in the house, you won't do what I say.
Ma,
and what I say.
Ma, why
no
drugs,
no game bangers, and no $300 watches. Take it off.
What? Derek T gave me this, Mom.
He did?
Yes,
and I'm going to
yes.
give it right back.
Mom.
What? You two get inside. Take it off.
But, Mama, I made it.
Made what?
Made the cut. I'm going to the regional B.
Yeah, while you doing that, I'm going to be identifying your brother here in the morgue.
No, you're not, Mom.
Yes, I am. Get inside before I really embarrass you behind.
Keela?
Keela, get in here!
It's okay, Mr. Welch. I'll see you later. Guess what? I'm going to the regional B. Javier said I can come and join the study group today.
All those rejects do that. My father coaches me privately. Who's your coach?
I don't got one.
How many spelling bees have you won?
Just the one at my school.
Spells anthosis.
Z-A...
It starts with an X. If that idiot hadn't been caught cheating, you wouldn't have made the cut.
Euphoric. Euphoric is an adjective. Origin Greek.
It means like feeling great in everything. Either spell the word or take a shot. If you miss either one, you get a strike. Three strikes, you're out.
Euphoric. E U P H O R I C. Euphoric. Psoriasis.
Are you taking Latin at your school? Psoriasis is a noun. Origin Greek.
Are you kidding? My school barely has enough money for kickballs. There's no Latin classes.
Latin really helps you understand words. Psoriasis is like itchy skin.
Maybe your mom could drive you up here so you could take it with us.
I don't know. This is all starting to sound real heavy.
It is heavy. Spelling bees are serious shit. I think I'll take a shot. On second thought, could I spell the word?
Ekrasha, they think I'm a freak.
Don't worry. They think we're freaks here, too. Hey, there's my mom. You'd arrive?
Oh, nah. My mom's gonna pick me up. She should be here soon.
Hey, I'm having a birthday party in a few weeks. You wanna come?
Maybe. If I can.
It was cool seeing you again, Akila. Bye.
Bye.
Where the hell have you been?
Studying.
Studying where?
Woodland Hills.
Woodland Hills? What you doing there?
They got a spelling club.
Did Mr. Welch take you? Because ain't nobody called me.
I went by myself. I didn't think the bus route would take so long. I'm sorry.
Akila Anderson, you done lost your mind. You 11 years old. You don't be taking a bus to Woodland Hills by yourself.
There's nobody around to take me.
That's because I work.
That's what you said on the weekend. All the other kids have their parents at the District B.
Well, maybe the other kids have parents who got more time on their hands. Look, I'm not having another child of mine disappearing at all hours. So if this spelling thing means sneaking off to the suburbs by yourself, I'm calling it all off.
We can't call it off. I'm going to the Regional B.
Not if you flunk out of school, you're not. I just got a letter saying you got to take summer school to make up for all these classes you done skipped.
But, Mom, I hate Crenshaw. It is so boring there. And nobody cares.
But you think they care about you in Woodland Hills?
At least they got Latin classes, and the kids don't have to study in their stairwells.
Well, good for them. But until you finish summer school at Crenshaw, ain't gonna be no more spelling bees.
But, Mama, I gotta get ready for the state bee during the summer.
Well, you just gonna have to do that next year now, aren't you?
But that's not fair!
Not only is it fair, it's final.
You let me do it. Maculature, MACULATURE, origins Latin. 1990, Fibran, FIBRANNE, French. 1996, Viviseplature, VIVISEPULTURE, Latin. I learned all the winning words since 1925, just like you said I should. Sorry for being so insolent last time. That's not gonna happen no more. Any more. I promise. So I was wondering if you might reconsider coaching me for the State B. Because I need a coach. Bad.
Badly. You need a coach badly. Come in. Come in, come in.
That's a very pretty lady. Is she a wife?
Listen, you got very lucky at the District B. The competition at state level is much stronger, so if you and I were to prepare for that, we'd have to do it on my schedule, so we'd have to work 3 hours each morning starting at 9. Can you handle that?
Well, I do have summer school, but Mr. Welch said working with you can take the place of it.
Isn't that for students who don't perform satisfactorily during the year?
Well, sometimes it's for kids who want to get ahead by next year.
Yes, please put that down. Just, yeah. Have you got any goals?
Hmm?
Goals. What would you like to be when you grow up? A doctor, a lawyer, a stand-up comic?
I don't know. The only thing I'm good at is spelling.
Go over there and read the quotation that's on the wall. Read it aloud, please.
Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same.
Does that mean anything to you?
I don't know.
It's written in plain English. What does it mean?
That I'm not supposed to be afraid.
Afraid of what?
Afraid of me.
This National Spelling Bee is a tough nut. I've seen it chew kids up and spit them out. So if you want to get there, you can't be a shrinking violet. You have to stand up and show them what you can do. All right? And I'll brook no nonsense. You show up on time with no attitude or it's over. Agreed?
Agreed.
And baby, you should know that you ain't got no control over me.
Stop.
Girl, Mama tripping. She knew we borrowed the car for this.
That's why Mama ain't gonna know. Come on, Georgia.
I'm gonna go to the mall with Kiana.
But I thought you wanted to go to this party.
Hey, Keila.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Come on, let's go.
How are you?
Oh, thank you.
How'd you invite him?
My dad's friends with his dad. I'm surprised he showed up. Hey, you want to see my house?
Yeah, let's go.
This is my father's office. He's a journalist, and he's written, like, a bunch of books. What's your father do?
My daddy, he used to work for the city parks.
Man, you got a lot of friends. I never had a birthday party this big.
I'd think you'd have lots of friends.
Why'd you do that?
I had an impulse. Are you gonna sue me for sexual harassment? That was
What are they doing down there?
Oh no. Dylan brought his Scrabble games.
Scrabble? I get 30 seconds for each board. We need one more. Who wants to play?
I will.
Roman scores 32 points with Bert on the double word score. Dylan counters with the needy use of Z, 439 big ones. Polly tests the water with Acorn. And Dylan answers with a body blow beacon for 20. Holy cannoli. Right off the bat, Akili uses all her letters, getting 50 extra points for a whopping 80. Two.
What will Dylan do? He's fighting the clock.
You could cut the tension with a butternut.
Shut up.
Shazam! Dylan gets his own bingo. It's boy.
It's come down to this. After having crushed all five opponents, Dylan has only Akilah to beat. But she's ahead by 21 and has only a few letters left. Is this an upset in the making?
What kind of birthday party is this?
Yowza! Using the triple word score, Dylan charges ahead by 6.
Just go.
Akilah's in the lead by 12 points and has only one letter left. But this could be Dylan's final play.
Addiction, sweetheart.
12 points ties the game, but Dylan gets Akilah's last 2 points. He wins a heartbreaker. Wow, Akilah. No one ever gets that close to beating Dylan.
But I didn't beat him.
Girl, you pass up the mall to play Scrabble.
Not sure. She just got lucky.
If you can barely beat a little black girl at a silly board game, how do you expect to win the National B? Listen! We're not coming in second again this year. We're gonna win. Let's go.
He began to have a dim feeling that to attain his place in the world, he must be himself and not another. Dr. Levy, this book is too heavy.
Good. It'll develop your arm muscles.
I thought we were developing my vocabulary.
We are. Please continue reading.
But I already know most of the words in this speech.
It's not a speech. It's an essay by W.E.B. Du Bois, the first black man to receive a PhD from Harvard University.
Maybe we should be studying more big words.
Spell cabalistic.
C-A-B-A-L-I-S-T-I-C. Cabalistic.
And when did you learn that one?
About 2 minutes ago in this book. But in the time it took to learn that one word, Dylan probably learned 20.
And those 20 words won't mean anything to him. He's just a little robot memorizing lists of words. The people we're studying, Du Bois, Dr. King, JFK, these people used words to change the world. Oh. And they didn't acquire their vocabulary by rote memorization.
Okay. But when I'm at the B, and they tell me to spell some little fish from Australia or some weird bacteria on the moon, we're gonna wish we'd done a little bit more rote memorizing and not so much essay reading. If you don't mind me saying.
Bacteria don't exist on the moon. Let me ask you something. Where do you think big words come from?
People with big brains.
Right. What do you see?
A bunch of big words I don't know.
Ah, look again. What kind of power do we get from the sun?
Solar.
So, what does soul mean?
Sun.
What does terraneous sound like?
Terrain.
Meaning the earth. Solid terraneous means the sun and the earth working together. So where do big words come from?
Little words.
And how many little words do you know?
Tons.
Yes! And there are tons more for you to learn. There are Greek ones. There are Latin ones. French ones. And if you learn them all, you can spell any word, no matter how big.
Maybe we should get back to the essay reading.
Well, what's the matter? I thought you wanted to win the National Spelling Bee.
Maybe just getting there this time is good enough.
Don't give me that. You want to win it so badly, it keeps you up at night. Ever since you found out there was such a thing as the National Spelling Bee, you've seen yourself holding up that trophy, but if you can't say it, you can't win it. So say it.
I want to win.
Say it louder, please.
I want to win.
You want to win what?
I want to win a national spelling bee.
Good. Good. You'll win using my methods. By first understanding the power of language, then by deconstructing it, breaking it down to its origins, to its roots. You'll consume it. You will own it. And then you know what you'll be.
Tired.
You'll be a champion. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let's go.
Hand me down the walking cane. Hand me down my hat. Hurry now and don't be late, cause we ain't got time to chat. You and me, we're going out to catch a late sign. Guarantee you blow your mind so high you won't come down.
Yes.
Hey, y'all, prepare yourself. Seems to come out right. Once I went to hear them play at a club outside the town. I was so surprised. I was hypnotized by the sound.
I'm a moose. I'm a tease. A mott. Disco. Why are you home so early?
Just wasn't feeling well. What you got there?
Homework. You know, the regional bee's coming up soon, and I was wondering if you might
want... Is that going to happen in Beverly Hills, too?
I don't know.
I told you, you pass summer school, then you can start worrying about spelling bee.
But if you would just...
Akilah. Please... Maybe I'm just not in the mood, all right?
So how come you don't teach anymore?
I told you I do teach. I administer classes online. Let's keep going. Effervescent.
E-F-F-E-R-V-E. S-E-N-T. Effervescent.
Come on, come on. You know this word.
That dog's distracting me.
You're gonna have... much bigger distractions when you get to the National Bee in D.C. Now, what is that you're doing with your hand, huh?
What?
With your hand, your hand. You tap like that. What is that?
I don't know. So why do you got all these toys for?
They belong to my niece.
So you got any kids of your own?
You ask a lot of questions, don't you?
I'm naturally inquisitive.
Yes, which is also sometimes confused with being naturally obnoxious here. Let me see you jump rope.
Just jump?
Yes, just jump.
Is there a point to this?
Yes, there is. Keep going. I said keep going. Concentrate. Stay focused. Spell effervescent. Don't think about anything else. Come on. Go.
E-F-F-E-R-V-E-S-C-E-N-T.
You see that? That's your trick. That's your mnemonic device.
Jumping rope?
Keeping time, keeping time. You see kids at the bee, they do all kinds of things. They sway back and forth. They turn around in circles. Anything they have to do to stay focused. You keep time. And I bet you, if you learned the words while you kept time, you would remember them even better.
Q-U-A-M-C-I-U.
Good.
C-O-G-N-I-E-A-N-T.
Too bad your mother had to work today, Akilah. But did she get to see the new dress?
Yeah, she thought it was cool. Oh, there comes Javier.
This is a very exciting day for us here because our top three spellers will be representing Southern California at the National Spelling Bee in Washington, D.C. Yes! So what do you say? Let's spell!
Well, Josh, you think she's got a shot at it?
We'll see.
Alfresco.
A-L-F-R-E-S-C-O. Alfresco.
That's correct.
Loquacious. Espadrille.
Jambalaya.
Could you repeat the word, please?
Malo-seismic.
M-A-L-O-S-E... I-S-M-I-C.
Malo-seismic is M-A-L-L-O-S-E-I-S-M-I-C.
D-O-U-B-L-U-R-E?
That's correct.
Psalmody.
Definition, please.
Psalmody means the practice or art of singing in psalms.
I want my daughter off the stage right now.
P-S-A.
I don't care what she is. I want her off that stage. I didn't know she was here, and I didn't give her permission.
L-M-O.
Sorry, Mrs. Anderson. No, I told her she was expressed not to be here. And you don't take my child anywhere without my permission. Mm-hmm.
D-Y. Somebody.
That's correct. All right, next, please.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. The mother of one of the spellers needs to speak with her. It's rather urgent.
Okay, but she must be back on the stage before her next turn, or she'll be disqualified.
She'll be back.
I swear we thought you were on board with this, Mrs. Anderson.
You want to tell me what the heck is going on here? Because I never signed a consent form.
I signed Daddy's name.
You did what? How do you think I felt when Javier's mother calls me to see if I need a ride to USC? I don't know who she is or what she's talking about.
Sorry, Mama. I just want to do the bead.
By lying? By going behind my back for the last 6 months? You might as well say goodbye to your little friends, Akilah, because this is your last spelling bee.
I beg you, Mrs. Anderson, to reconsider this. She deserves
Bob,
this opportunity.
Mrs. Anderson's right. Akilah does not deserve to go to the bee this year.
What?
Next speller, please. Come on up to the mic, please. A little faster. Come on.
I apologize, Mrs. Anderson, if we've contributed to any anguish you may be feeling.
And who are you exactly?
My name is Joshua Larrabee, ma'am. And I've been... Well, I've been helping Akilah prepare herself for the spelling bee.
Akilah's been getting extra school credit for working with Dr. Larrabee.
We designed an entire program specifically for her.
Why'd you tell me about this?
Mama, I hated going behind your back. But every time I brought up the bee, you didn't want to hear it. I didn't know what to do.
Can I get the pronunciation again?
He's given it to you 5 times. You need to spell the word.
Could you use it in a sentence?
He's already used it in a sentence.
I mean, a different sentence than you used before?
You only get 1 sentence. Well, you must want this thing pretty bad because you ain't never lied to me before in your life.
So maybe you can tell me what you think a good punishment would be for what you did.
I guess I gotta miss the bee.
But I don't just punish you. Mr. Welch and Dr. Larrabee done put a lot of time into this too. So you think of something else.
Maybe double chores for the month.
For the next 3 months. She still got time to get back up on that stage?
If we move very quickly, yes.
Well, I guess you better get a move on. Dr. Larrabee, is it?
Yes.
So you actually think Akilah has a chance to win the National Spelling Bee?
Yes. Yes, I think she does.
Well, could you use it in a song?
What?
Never mind. Ratatouille. R-A-T-A-T-O-U-I-L-L-E. Ratatouille?
That's correct. Where's number 73, please?
She's
number
here. 73.
Thank you.
I was about to start tap dancing.
Okay. Pluviosity.
Can I get a definition, please?
Pluviosity means a state characterized by much rain.
Pluviosity. P-L-U-V-I-O-S-I-T-Y. Pluviosity.
That's correct.
She wanna take us out to celebrate tonight. Javier's parents are taking me out. But you know, maybe we can...
Excuse me, I'm sorry. There's a reporter here, and she wants to talk to you.
I don't want to talk to no reporter.
Are you kidding? This is exactly the kind of good publicity Crenshaw needs. Excuse us. Sorry.
Hi, this is Lauren Sanchez reporting from South Los Angeles. I'm here with 11-year-old Akilah Anderson. She's a 7th grader from Crenshaw Middle School who's heading to the National Spelling Bee. How does it feel now that you're going to be going to Washington, D.C.?
It's pretty cool.
You excited? All right, well, let's check out the word that Akilah spelled here at the Southern California Finals that got her to the National Bee.
Erythrocyte. E-R-Y.
Spell affenpinscher.
Affen what?
Grallatorium.
G-R-A-L-A-T.
Wrong. Jacquard.
Dr. Larrabee.
Spell the word, jacquard.
J-A-Q-U-A.
What about the C? These are all words that were missed in last year's National Spelling Bee. You can't spell one of them.
Maybe because we haven't studied them yet.
Why did you cancel yesterday? Were you doing another interview, flaunting yourself in front of the television cameras?
No, I was at the mall. Look, I wasn't dissing you. I was Christmas shopping.
Dissing? I thought we didn't use words like that. I thought we only used words from the dictionary in here.
Diss, dissed, dissing, to treat with disrespect or contempt, to find fault with. New words get added to the dictionary every year.
I didn't get to the National B until I was 14 years old. I had no help. I had no training. I had nothing. By the time I got to the third round, I was out. You have an opportunity to win this thing.
But all we've done for 8 months is study words. Why can't we take a break? Go to a movie, to a basketball game. Why can't we have fun?
I told you, Denise, you can have fun after the B.
Who's Denise?
What?
Denise, you call me Denise. Who's that? Dr. Larry, are you okay?
Yes. Yes, I'm fine. Listen, I spent all last week making these for you.
What are they?
They're flashcards, 5,000 new words, the types that you will run into at the finals.
5,000? But we only got a few months left. What, you gonna coach me 24/7?
No, you're going to learn these on your own. There's nothing left for me to teach you.
What?
You've got it all, Akilah. You've got word construction down, etymology, memorization techniques. What you need to do now is just focus on the words.
I can't learn 5,000 new words all by myself.
Yes, you can. You've got a brain like a sponge. You just sit down and you study them.
Dr. Levy, I swear, I promise, I won't miss any more sessions, and I'll do whatever you say. You can't stop coaching me now.
I told Mr. Welch I'd get you through the regionals, and I've done that now. I don't have anything else I can teach you. You need to just take those words and study them, and you'll be all right.
This is why I was at the mall. Merry Christmas. What you doing?
Watching TV.
You want to go skating this weekend?
Why don't you go with your friends from Woodland Hills?
What? Girl, what's wrong with you?
Nothing. I got homework to do. I'll see you later. Akilah Anderson's
live
spelling bee has captivated her community. All of Los Angeles is talking about her.
Well, if she wins the spelling bee, it's going to be like everybody in the neighborhood wins.
I think it'll be real positive. You know, good for the community.
I'm already studying for next year's meeting.
What is wrong? Akilah, what's wrong?
I don't want to do the bee no more.
You don't want to do the bee? Why not?
Dr. Larry don't want to coach me no more. Georgia don't want to hang out with me. And all these people are expecting me to win. And it's just too hard, Mama. I want it all to stop.
Baby, you
want please.
Some...
Please.
All right, all right.
I certainly didn't mean to upset her. I honestly thought I was doing the best thing for her.
You know, Dr. Larry, my child is only 11 years old, and she has been through so much already. Her father was killed when she was 6. Somebody shot him on his way home from work. Do you have any idea what it's like for a girl to lose her father that way? Then why do you want to cause this child any more grief?
It's an unfair accusation, Mrs. Anderson. As I've told you, I'm just not in a place where I can be of any more help to Akilah right
but
now.
But she needs you. She does.
I beg to differ, Mrs. Anderson. It's not me that Akilah needs.
Remember when he used to take us out to the ball games, take us to the movies, we'd have popcorn fights?
We'll do that again, Elliot.
Sure.
I want to tell you something. You know why I didn't want you to do the bee at first? Because I saw that video of yours, and I saw one winner and 200 losers. And I didn't want you to be one of those losers. Did you know your mama went to college right after high school?
No.
I had a scholarship. I was gonna be a doctor.
What happened?
I just felt so out of place at that school. I convinced myself that I was gonna fail. So before that could happen, I dropped out. I don't want you to do the same thing with this bee. Gabbro, a group of dark, heavy rocks. Can you spell it for me?
G-A-B-R-O. Gabbro?
Actually, it's got two B's. You know, Akilah, you ain't short on people who want to help you. I bet you just look around, you got 50,000 coaches. Starting with me.
Mama, You think that maybe you might go back to college?
I just might.
Love you.
I love you too. I love you too.
Crackular. C-R-A-Q-U-E-L-U.
Hey, yo. So why y'all punking out on the spelling bee, huh? What, you afraid of all the suburban kids now?
No.
Hey!
So how you spell all these words anyway?
I study them.
Whatever. Well, there go my ride.
Hey, what up, Derek T?
What up, Thomas? What up?
Ain't nobody, just my little sister.
What up, little thing? Been seeing you on TV. Trying to win some big contest, huh?
Answer the man.
You know, I won something once. Fifth grade. Wrote a poem. Even got myself a blue ribbon, too.
Yeah, that's good. You wrote yourself a poem.
Shut up, dog. What you think rap is? What's that in your hand?
Ain't nothing. Just some stupid word.
Oh, you helping her?
Nah, man, I'm chilling with you, right?
Nah, man. Stay here and help your sis.
Why?
Because I say so. Let's break out, man.
Derek T.
What's up?
I want to read your poem.
After you win the contest. And it's okay, we go, man. This for the OAK.
You ain't gotta help me if you don't wanna.
Enfranchisement?
You mean enfranchisement?
Hey, whatever. Can you spell it?
Coaches.
E-N-F-R. Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be.
And Terry Goat Time.
There's so
much.
That right there.
That Terry Goat. Maybe you shouldn't show me the cards.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can.
I learned them all. But I had some help.
You should be very well prepared then.
You know, Dr. Labby, when I was a little girl, my daddy died. I used to cry all the time. But then found something that helped.
What was that?
I spelled over and over again, and I'd feel better. Maybe when you're thinking of her, you can try spelling. It might help.
Told you.
You did. You called me by her name, Denise. That's a jump rope, isn't it?
Yes.
Was she a little girl? To her.
She got very sick. She was only a couple of years younger than you when she passed.
Where's her mama?
She moved to another city, and after it happened, my wife, Patricia, and I found it slowly became very difficult to be. Anyway, this is Patricia's garden. You see, I need a lot of order in my life. That's why I don't teach in the classrooms anymore. It's just too unpredictable. Like you, this whole spelling bee business now has become a little too unpredictable as well.
Larry, I can't go to D.C. without you.
Yes, you can, Akilah. You can do anything you want.
I can't beat Dylan.
Don't say that.
It's true. It doesn't matter how many words I learn. He'll always know more.
Let me tell you about Dylan. There's only one person who can push him to spell as well as he possibly can. It's not his dad. It's not the spelling bee people. It's not even himself. That person is you. So, when you and I get to DC, let's make sure we give him a run for his money. Okay.
I'm off to D.C. tomorrow.
Yeah, well, have fun.
I'm sorry I've been so busy. It's just this whole spelling thing's been real intense. But you know what? I'd give it all up if it meant you and me could hang again.
That's stupid.
Why is it stupid?
Because people want to see you do good. I want to see you do good.
You know what? Georgia, you're my best friend, and you always tell me I can do things, even when I think I can't. But I gotta tell you something. If you want to be a flight attendant, you first gotta ride on a plane.
I will someday.
How about tomorrow?
Girl, I gotta talk to the captain. Oh, forget flight attendant. I'm gonna be the pilot. What's wrong with him?
He has an aversion to heights.
It's an aversion to plummeting.
I may puke.
My brother's in the Air Force, and he says that fear is all in your head. Here. He gave me this for good luck. Don't worry. I won't impale you. You know, I never really thanked you for helping me at the State Bee.
No biggie.
Actually, it was very chivalrous.
Well, not thinking about the plane at all now.
Well, in that case.
All of your tears, there's a smile, there's a smile. Behind all of the rain, there's a sunshine. Everything to me, everything to me, everything to me.
I told you not to take it.
Kayla, I thought you guys were supposed to be studying.
We are.
It's not like a party in here. Come on now, you got a big day tomorrow. Y'all better call it a night.
Half an hour more.
15 minutes.
What do you think Dylan's doing now?
Trying to learn ancient Greek.
Maybe we should invite him over.
That turn juggler, forget it.
I'll be back. Yeah. Is Dylan here?
He's busy.
Well, me and some of the other kids are hanging out in my room, drinking soda pop and watching movies. He thought maybe he'd like to come over.
I'm sorry, but tomorrow's the spelling bee.
Well, you know, sometimes it's okay to take a little rest right before the big event, you know.
Well, perhaps that is your strategy, but not ours.
Wait. This is for Dylan.
Okay. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be?
I'm Ted Saunders here with Katie Kerwin McCrimmon, broadcasting live from the main ballroom of the Grand Hyatt, Washington. Now, Katie, as a former Spelling Bee champ yourself, who do you think we should be looking for to do well in this year's competition?
Several of the kids placed very high in last year's Bee, especially Dylan Chu. He's come in second 2 years in a row. You wouldn't believe
it. Kick his butt, Akilah. B-U-T-T, butt.
But the speller I've really got my eye on is little Akilah Anderson from Los Angeles. She's become a bit of a media sensation.
That's my sister.
And it's her first try at the Spelling Bee circuit.
Could you repeat the word, please?
Ratiocinate, radiocinate.
What in the hell kind of word is that?
R-A-T-I-O-C-I-N-A-T-E. Ratiocinate.
That's correct.
Well, how do you know, that's just amazing.
But watch out. One wrong letter, and that's it.
Ersted.
What's the language of origin?
It's from a Danish name.
Now, I can't stand this Korean kid.
He's Chinese.
He's uppity.
O-E-R-S-T-E-D.
That's correct.
What's the definition?
Xylem is a complex tissue in the vascular system of higher plants.
Xylem. X-Y-L-E-M. Xylem.
That's correct.
They thought they had me, but I was too much for them.
T-H-O-E-P-Y. Right the way.
That's correct.
Foxylation is originally Latin.
Could you use it in a sentence, please?
Flossylation.
Can I have a definition, please?
That's correct.
Lobscouse.
The language of origin, please.
Any alternate pronunciations?
Gastronomic.
May I have a definition, please?
Esterotic.
Madrigal.
That's correct.
Can I have the definition,
from
please?
From earliest known time.
Aboriginally.
Correct.
Language of origin. Empleomanium.
In any ratio without separation of two phases.
I-B-L-E. Miscible.
If you're just joining us, we're here in the eighth round of the National Spelling Bee with only 30 spellers remaining.
U-R-S-U-S. Excursus?
Argillaceous.
Excuse me?
Argillaceous.
Can I have the definition, please?
Argillaceous means of, relating to, or containing clay or clay minerals.
May I have the language of origin, please?
Latin.
Man, that's a white word if I ever heard one. It's a chick, stop playing.
It's a suffix that would trip up most people. Mm-hmm. They would tend to spell it T-I-O-U-S or C-I-O-U-S.
Is it derived from the Latin word argilla, meaning clay?
That's correct.
A-R... G I L L A.
Come on.
Can I start over?
You may. But you cannot change the letters you've already spelled.
G-I-L-L-A-C-E-O-U-S. Argillaceous.
That's correct.
It's the 12th round, folks, and the five remaining spellers are Mary Calvaretti, age 12, 13-year-old Rajiv Subramanian, 12-year-old Javier Mendez, Dylan Chu, also of Woodland Hills. Wow, they really crank them out down there, don't they? Of course, Akilah Anderson.
Could you use the word in a sentence, please?
The Merovingian kings were known for having long red hair.
Okay. M... A-R-O-V-I-N-G-I-A-N, Merovingian.
Merovingian is spelled M-E-R-O-V-I-N-G-I-A-N.
Forgot to spell it how it sounds. 13 last year, 5 this year. Next year I'll take it off. Now it's your turn.
ISF, Mr. Dantis.
P-I-S-C-N-C-E, Recipicious.
That's correct.
F-I-R-E, Vitrifier.
G-I-N-O-U-S. Serpiginous.
That's correct. Yes! We're going to take a small break before Akilah and Dylan commence with the championship level words.
Pretty good, huh?
You know what happened? Make sure you stay focused, right? This is your last national spelling bee. If you lose to that girl, you're second place your whole life. No way! You hear me? No way!
Peeking on someone?
Just wishing Dylan good luck.
You've done a superb job. I'm so proud of you. Now listen, they're going to hit you with every trick word they've got. You just remember the things that we've studied. You can take these words apart even if you've never seen them, right?
But if I don't beat Dylan, I still got next year, right?
Well, of course you do. Although I don't know how much time we'll have to train together. I've been asked to come back and teach at UCLA, and I've said yes.
Really?
Well, far be it from me to deny the next W.E.B. Du Bois the benefits of my acerbic wit and sour disposition. What's the matter?
Nothing, Dr. Labby. I should get back. No matter what happens, I want you to know that I couldn't have gotten this far without you.
Akilah, baby, there you are. Come on.
I gotta go.
They're about to start up again.
Don't look so nervous. I hear she had a pretty good coach.
You know, I just found out that the bee only gives each kid 2 plane tickets. I was wondering how we ended up with 6.
Perhaps it was some unexpected largesse on part of the bee.
Or perhaps Akilah's coach is also pretty generous. Thanks for everything.
You're welcome.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Akilah and Dylan back to the stage.
Now remember, if either speller misses a word, the other has to spell that missed word plus another to win, right?
That's right. And we could exhaust all 25 championship words, but it's never happened. The championship words are just too difficult.
Filiopietistic.
Can I have the definition, please?
Of or relating to an often excessive veneration of ancestors or tradition.
Filiopietistic. F-I-L-I-O. Akilah, you're up.
Xanthosis.
Xanthosis?
It starts with an X.
Miss Anderson.
Xanthosis. Z A N T H O S I S. Xanthosis.
Dylan, it's your turn.
Xanthosis.
Xanthosis. X A N T H O S E S. Xanthosis.
Xanthosis is spelled X-A-N-T-H-O-S-I-S.
Can I get some water, please?
Can we please get both spellers some water?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
You just threw that word.
So did you.
You're just gonna give this all away?
Your dad will be happy.
Who cares? He's never won anything in his life. I won the regionals 3 times in a row. And I finished second in the nationals 2.
And now you can finish first. I could do it next year.
You do your best this year.
Dylan.
You do your best. Or I don't want it.
Here's your water.
That's kind of amazing, isn't it, that both of these incredible spellers would stumble on that word?
I think we've got some pretty nervous kids up there.
Effleurage or effleurage?
E-F-F-L-E-U-R-A-G-E. Effleurage.
That's correct.
I'm telling you, this is just like watching 2-star tennis players at the net, returning volleys. I mean, these kids are incredible.
Lagniappe. L-A-G-N-I-A-P-P-E. Lagniappe.
Thompson.
Could you use it in a sentence, please?
Is that a verb?
Ophelimity.
Traletition.
That's correct.
Sophrosyne.
Parisia.
Is that Greek?
Is that Latin?
What's the language of Wargia, please?
Lyophilize.
Starzwin.
Vibrissi.
Cracula.
That's correct.
These kids are chewing through these super tough words like they were breakfast cereal.
You know, they could actually go the distance, and most people consider that unthinkable.
We're now 13 words into the championship level. If you make it through the remaining 12 words, you'll be co-champions. That's never happened before.
Vinegaroon.
Ecdysis.
Conchitato.
Pepper.
That's correct.
Dylan and Akilah are trying to stage a miracle here.
And to make it to the finish line, they need each other to succeed.
E-R-A-Z. A-D-I-A-N. Scheherazadian?
That's correct.
L-O-G-I-C-A-L. Polynological.
That's correct. Ladies and gentlemen, we are down to the final two championship words. One or both of our spellers will walk away with the first place trophy. Dylan, you're up.
Logorrhea.
May I have the definition, please?
Logorrhea is excessive and often incoherent talkativeness.
Logorrhea. L O G O R R H E A. Logorrhea.
Congratulations, Dylan. You've won the Sprint National.
Go get him.
Ladies and gentlemen, please be seated for Akilah's turn.
Pulchritude.
Pulchritude.
It's derived from the Latin word pulchere, meaning beautiful, isn't it?
That's correct.
P
U
L
C
H
R
I
T U
D
E. Pulchritude.
Congratulations, Akilah.
Feeling where everything feels right, where you don't have to worry about tomorrow or yesterday, where you feel safe and know you're doing the best you can. There's a word for that feeling. It's called love. L-O-V-E. And it's what I feel for all my family and all my coaches in my neighborhood, where I come from, where I learned how to smell.
Write it down 1,000 times for a little word that makes me cry. How I feel about it, I can't decide. No, I don't know, so I'll improvise. Is it living in our heart or in our mind? I don't know. seemed, but you made me feel I could do anything. Memorize the things you would say and do. Must be loving the strength that I found in you. Either living in a heart or in a mind, I don't know. So already I'm not. Here I go, searching for the answer. And I'm not gonna stop till I find where it lives inside.
Still so many answers.